This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are three items from the World Cup on which to update you right now. Well, update's the wrong word, since you probably did what I did today. It took 2 hours in whatever time zone you are in to watch the U.S. lose to Germany, yet still somehow advance to the knockout round. So that is one thing. Item number two, Uruguay's Luis Suarez is gone for the rest of the tournament and has been banned for 4 months for that bizarre biting thing the other day. And finally, number three, the underwear incident. Brazil star player Neymar whipped off his shirt after a game earlier this week, revealing some colorful undershorts. Unsanctioned undershorts, apparently. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
The offending underwear was hard to miss, a kind of tie-dyed mix of Brazil's national colors, blue, green, and yellow. Brazilian media report the undies did not come courtesy of the Brazilian team's sponsor, Nike, or FIFA's official sponsor, Adidas, but from a design house called Blue Man, which sent a pair to everyone on the team.
You know, they don't think about it nearly as much as the sponsor who's paying millions of dollars.
John Horan is the publisher of Sporting Goods Intelligence. He says sponsors spend gobs of money in exchange for brand visibility at sporting events, and sports associations are zealous about making sure players wear sanctioned clothing and equipment. A couple years ago, a Danish soccer player also caught flack for flashing non-sanctioned undies at a match. He got fined more than $100,000.
They've all been read the Riot Act about this stuff.
FIFA waved this off today. The organization said it isn't in a position to, quote, provide detailed individual feedback on every potential ambush marketing incident, unquote. It regards Neymar's slip as incidental exposure. Daniel Durbin is director of the USC Annenberg Institute of Sports, Media, and Society.
There's no absolute proof that he was attempting to market another brand.
Durbin says what really gets athletes in trouble is when they use their exposure to promote brands that haven't paid to be in the game. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.